Port Coquitlam's iconic, but small, bandshell in downtown Lee Square will be removed and replaced with a new pavilion made of wood, steel and glass. The project is part of a near $6 million revitalization of the City Hall precinct, including an upgrade to Veterans Park already underway, as well an expansion of the Donald Pathway. Lee Square, which was completed in 2007 to provide a cultural gathering space, is getting a major revamp, with a new performance stage, lighting and water feature. A design team has firmed up plans to provide more gathering space in Lee Square to accommodate larger events. The city hopes to put the project out to tender this spring, but first it needs to approve a setback variance to allow the new pavilion to be built next to City Hall. On Tuesday, March 28, Council is set to review a plan to eliminate property setbacks so the performance pavilion can be situated close to City Hall, instead of in the middle of Lee Square where the bandshell currently sits. If approved, the 6-meter setback would be removed and the pavilion would straddle both the City Hall property and Lee Square, with about one-third of the 8.5 meters deep structure on City Hall land and two-thirds on Lee Square property. The siting of the pavilion between City Hall and Lee Square provides for function and vibrancy and ties the adjacent uses together in a harmonious manner, a staff report states. An upgrade is planned for Lee Square in Port Coquitlam. By Diane Strandberg, Tri-City News. The pavilion is a central component in the Civic Center revitalization project, according to the report, and by locating it closer to City Hall would improve the square's function. The proposed location has been selected by the project team with the goal of creating a vibrant community plaza that helps to tie all the elements of the Civic Center together. The pavilion will be constructed of steel, glass, and wood elements while the stage would replace the current band shell. The structure also includes an underground mechanical room for the proposed plaza fountain and required electrical equipment for the lighting and audio systems. The design character is intended to be simple, open and complement the existing City Hall heritage aesthetic, the report states.